about you. I can't remember your name, though. This is Patrick on this end.
Patrick, this is Jim. Juliet, India, Mike. I don't know if we've ever spoken. I do a lot of listening here, but not as much talking.
One more time, I was down a little hole.
Name here is Jim. Juliet, India, Mike. Calls KA2TXJ.
Jim, I don't think I spoke to you before, have I?
Maybe not. Hard to say. I listen more than I talk.
A lot of people that do that, but I try to get on here as much as I can. It's a pretty good group of guys on this repeater, seems to be.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. I went to the last club meeting and met a couple of them. And the first in-person meeting that there's been in, I guess, well over a year. Hopefully we'll get to do another one in another month or so. I sign into the Met from time to time, and I listen in the house and generally when I'm in the car.
Fuel truck down here, and I'm in and out all day long, so I've got the radio on most all day. And then I got an hour and a half drive home, so I'm usually on here then and also in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I hear you on here a lot. In fact, I sort of followed your tool truck saga there over the last year. When you had an accident, I guess you're finally in your permanent truck again?
I got a replacement truck. I had to argue with the insurance company to get it. They like to take your money, but they sure don't like to give it out.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of insurance, I think. So what kind of tools are you? Metco, Snap-on? What kind of tools are popular in tool trucks in South Carolina?
Matco. I own a Matco franchise, but you got Matco, Snap-on, Mac, and Cornwell, and then you have some independent guys down here running gear wrench trucks.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. Is it tough to carve a market out of that?
Days it is. A lot of it's about relationship and customer service. And once you get that, the rest of it just kind of takes care of itself.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty competitive, but that's a pretty good job. I mean, it's probably a lot of work, but at least you're your own boss. And, well, I guess as a franchisee, somebody's probably telling you what to do at some point, but you've got a lot of freedom, I would guess.
Certain guidelines we have to stay in, but all in all, it's my business. I can run it the way I pretty much see fit. But like I said, they do have some guidelines, like the type of truck you got to have and the condition of it, the amount of inventory for a certain size truck, the territory you're staying in so you don't get in somebody else's territory, that kind of stuff. Nothing that, you know, like handling a customer is going to be affected.
How long have you been in that business?
Just about 6.5 years, and I spent 20 years before this as a mechanic, so I've been around it for quite a while.
Well, I'm sure it gives you a good base of knowledge for all the tools. Most of your accounts big places or little places?
I run northern part of Greenville County and the outskirts of Pickens and Spartanburg. So most of my stuff is rural. I don't have very big accounts. Most of them are mom and pop places. And I kind of like it that way because it's more of a personal relationship, and that's what it's all about for me.
That sounds nice. You have to hit those places every day?
A week-long route, and I see everybody once a week.
Okay, well, it covers a lot of ground, I guess. So how's the new truck working out, okay? Everything you expected?
It's a little bigger than what I had before, so I'm having to get used to getting around in town in it and in and out of a couple of these shops.
Just how big is it?
Length of it is about 35 feet. It's got a 24-foot box on the back of it, and then you got the cab in front, and it is about 12 feet high. I hadn't measured it yet, so I got to get up there and do that.
It's all air conditioned, though. Is air conditioned the cab and the back air conditioned, or just the front?
Basically, it is a motorhome on wheels without a bathroom or a kitchen.
Oh, okay. So got your office and everything, huh?
This one I have now and my last one also. I've got rooftop air. I've got a generator on board. Wall outlets. It would be easier to convert to a motorhome when I'm done with it.
It makes for pretty good working conditions anyway.
I'd like to come out and hang out in the air conditioning. That's one problem you got to watch is not let them hang out too long.
And I guess probably against company policy to keep the refrigerator stocked with beer in it too, right?
Yeah, that would be a big no-no. But I do have drinks on here. I've got energy drinks and a couple other things, water, soda, snacks, beef jerky. That's a big hit.
Truck two.
If I get stranded somewhere, I'm not going to starve.
So is this the end of your day, or you still got a couple of stops?
I still have a couple of stops today. On Wednesdays, I'm over in Easley of a morning, and I finish up over here in the Greer Taylor's area, and then tomorrow I start over. I'm over here all day.
I'm in the Greer Taylor's area myself. I live in Blue Ridge Plantation, and I'm just heading to a dry cleaner now to drop off some stuff.
Just turned off of Rutherford Road onto Wade Hampton, heading into Taylor's. Or heading into Greer, I mean.
Hey, just behind you, just crossed over Wade Hampton at, what's that street there? St. Mark's.
Yeah, I'm coming up on Main Street, or North Main, whatever it is over here now.
Gonna continue on my way there. I'll be listening, nice chatting with you. And I'll be listening for you down the road, K2TXJ.
Talking to you this afternoon, and it's a good time, and I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop, so this is KO4HX, and I'll be clear, 73.
73, have a good day, K2TXJ.